good morning. It's Memorial Day. It's Monday, May 27th. Bless the name of the Lord. A really good morning to all of you. Thank you for waking up on this holiday morning. It would have been so easy to just sleep late, to tell you the truth, but it's exciting to wake up in anticipation of going before the Lord. You're dialed in to Maximum Radio, and you're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. Our theme today is gratefulness. How is that for a wonderful theme on a Memorial Day? We are grateful. This is a day ordained for gratefulness. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I'm your host for the next 30 minutes. So I want to say welcome again to all of our prayer partners and friends everywhere. Well, praise God. Today, while we're heading into an atmosphere of, I would say, gratefulness, I just want to quickly highlight the name of God for this day. And that name is Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah. That's S-H-A-M-M-A-H, and it's pronounced Shammah. Jehovah Shammah. And what does it mean? It means the Lord is there. Wow. The Lord is there. And that occurs only once in the Old Testament. And it's in Ezekiel 48 and verse 35. So we want to remember that the Lord is there. Jehovah Shammah. He is there. Well, once again, good morning to all of you prayer partners that have joined us. A scripture taken from John 15 and verse 13 says, "No greater love," and I'm reading the Amplified version actually. In other words, no one has shown stronger affection than to lay down, in other words, give up his own life for his friends. And our greatest example of that is Jesus Christ himself and what he did for us. He has shown no greater affection, no stronger affection than to give up his own life for us. And neighbor, he's definitely our friend. And we're living in that atmosphere of friendship and love and mercy and grace. So today, we want to go to him in prayer, and I ask you to kindly join in agreement. Today's Memorial Day, as we established earlier, and the first thing I think would be in order for us to do, I believe it would please God's heart that we would pray for the members of the armed forces. Imagine being one of those that is serving somewhere around the world and you're away from your loved ones right now and you're facing the enemy, looking at the enemy, resisting the enemy, something you want to do, but you would love to be with your loved ones right now. But you're on a mission and commission and focused. So let's pray for them right now. Please join me. Dear Heavenly Father, our troops have been sent into war. They're there as peacekeepers and also as conquerors. So today we petition you on their behalf, according to Psalm 91, for their safety, the safety of all our military personnel. We ask you, Lord, to comfort them in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the turmoil, and to show them that they are not forgotten by this nation or by you, Lord. And we know that this is no small task that our armed forces will be able to walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. They come back with memories. They come back with trauma and even injury. This battle is for keeps. It's a life or death fight to the finish against the evil one and his emissaries, his agents. We look beyond our human instruments of conflict, the weapons, powerful weapons that this nation possesses. We look beyond those to the conquering Christ, and we rebuke in his name all the forces and authorities and rulers of darkness and powers in the spiritual realm. We can do this because of your word in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 15. As children of the Most High, today we enforce the triumphant victory of our Lord Jesus Christ in Afghanistan, in Iraq, covert operations around the world, wherever. We enforce the victory through the name of Jesus Christ. We know, Lord, that all power and authority, both in heaven and earth, belong to you. So therefore, we petition heaven to turn our troops into real peacekeeping forces by pouring out the glory of God through our men and women, wherever they are, in any part of the world. Let them take everything the Master has set out for them. Well-made weapons of the best materials. Ephesians 6:12, weapons of our warfare. Use them as instruments of righteousness to defeat the plans of the devil, Lord. We plead the power of the blood of Jesus, asking you to manifest your power and your glory. We entreat you on behalf of the citizens of this nation and in other nations that are striving for peace on both sides of the conflicts as well. Those that are targets of war, where their nation is under the violence constantly. They have experienced pain and heartache. They are victims of the enemy's strategies to steal, kill, and destroy. We pray this day, we put our hearts and our minds together, and we pray this day that everyone in those nations will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, King, Protector, Provider, and that he came to give his life and give us life more abundantly. We stand in the gap for the people of all of those war-torn and devil-overrun lands. And we expect an outflowing of your goodness and glory in the lives of those for whom we are praying right now, according to Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30. May they call upon your name and be saved, because you said, call on to me and I will hear from heaven and I will answer. And Father, we believe you. we pray that they would call on that great name. Heavenly Father, provide for and protect the families of those men and women that are in the armed forces right now. Preserve their marriages. Cause the hearts of the parents to turn towards the children and the hearts of the children to turn towards the fathers and mothers, according to Malachi 4:6. We plead the blood of Jesus over our troops and their families. Provide a support system to gird and uplift and edify those who have been left to raise children by themselves. Jesus has been made unto these parents wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification. So today, through your Holy Spirit, comfort the lonely and strengthen the weary. Your love. Make known your salvation, your righteousness. You openly, Lord, we ask you to show in the sight of the nations the victories that only you can bring. Heavenly Father, we are looking forward to that day when the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In Jesus' name, we pray today, believing that you are hearing and answering our prayer. So we thank you today, and we do bless your most holy name. Amen and amen. There's a portion of scripture that I believe it's good for us to remember, and this is consistent with who the Lord is to us. And it's taken from Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1, and it says, "Therefore, holy brothers, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest, whom we confess." Well, he's our apostle, he's our high priest. We want to confess that consistently, even on this day, as we celebrate this holiday. We can know that he is seated at the right hand of our Father. And the right hand is the position of favor. He's there, seated in great favor, and he is able to make intercession for you and I, and for this nation, and for the nations around the world. And you can be assured that he is praying for the nations, because the Father has promised him in Psalm 2. He said, "Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance." So we can be positively sure that he's praying for the nations, even on this hour, on today. So let us have the confidence, as the writer of the book of Hebrews has encouraged us to do. He is our apostle. In other words, he oversees and looks at our situation and our circumstances around the world. He knows every detail. And he's our high priest. He's representing us to the Father. And he's representing, through his work in the earth, his love and his grace and his mercy for you and I. He's representing the Father to us, that we have a loving Father, a Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there. So we bless his name today. Holy Father, we commit ourselves and submit to you and the position that you've given us. So we come to you in Jesus' holy name. And we acknowledge that your Son, Jesus Christ, is our Lord and our Savior. He's our King. So we acknowledge him as being above us and having all authority and power in heaven and in the earth, over the earth, in the earth, and he has all of that through our lives. So today we willfully bow, surrender, and submit all areas of our lives, every area, all that we are and all that we have, we submit unto you. Because you are our Heavenly Father. You're God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the one true and living God, creator of heaven and earth. Under your lordship, we stand today, knowing that we are covered because you are above us and you are there. You're always there. So on this Memorial Day, we commit our total allegiance to you today and for the rest of our lives, for you to work, to do your will in our lives and to obey you at all times. So we give you permission. We give you once again our lives and all that is in it as a living sacrifice, according to the Apostle Paul, unto you, which is our reasonable service, that first and foremost, all that we are would be a glory, an honor, and praise unto you. So, Heavenly Father, we commit our lives once again to you. And we welcome your will, welcome your way, and welcome your presence in our lives. And we expect to be transformed into your total likeness by your Spirit. Your will be done. Amen and amen. Well, does anyone have a testimony of answered prayer or a prayer request for which either of those would be welcomed right now? We want to know that, and we want others to know that God is answering prayer. Let me just share quickly a short testimony, because we prayed, I believe it was on Friday, we prayed briefly about an issue that our church family had to be represented about, and has to do with a landlord-tenancy issue where we're the landlords. And we had to sue a tenant for rents. And so on this last week, or past week, I believe it was, wow, time goes fast. That was Thursday that we were in court. And we did pray on this program about that issue. And I can tell you that Jehovah Shammah is faithful to his name. It says the Lord is there. Well, the Lord was there in the courtroom. And I was the the official agent for our church family representing our ministry, and I was there with our attorney. And I can tell you, I sense the power of God in the courtroom. We were given favor. We were attended to effectively and given a priority. And so we were in and out of there in a very short order. And in fact, we were the first hearing on that day. And I can tell you, the Lord exposed the adversary for what he is. And we obtained a favorable ruling from the judge at that hearing. And it did not require a whole lot from me, although I was prepared. But God showed favor so that the adversary was extremely mad, discomforted, and angry. But we have the ruling, and I trust that you can say praise God with me.
Because, Lord, praise the Lord.
Yes, 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 absolutely. He's worthy to be praised. I share that with you so that you know and have the confidence that God truly is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. He is there with us in every area of life and every set of circumstances. Once we leave the door open for Him, expecting Him, understanding that He has promised, He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Well, that's who He is. So I just wanted to share that with you so that you know that when we pray on this program, that the agreement that's available, and I tell you, it's powerful. The switchboard is lit up. It's blazing. And I'm so honored that I could be a part of this and be in the agreement with you. So that's why I encourage you to make known, give voice to your heart's desires and your prayer requests so that it will join your desire, your need, the demand on heaven will join with agreement in the earth. It says if two or three touch and agree, and he's talking about what happens in the earth, then we can expect that he won't only hear, but he will answer, because he listens for us to call. We are his children. So, as I said earlier, we welcome a testimony or a prayer request right now. That would be something that the Lord is waiting to hear. So God bless you as you partner with us on this prayer journey that we are on. And I'm going to lead us in prayer for, and this is something we'll keep as a priority at all times, for God's outpouring of the Spirit on us and on the region and around the world, and even as we hear the news and all the devastating evil that is being perpetrated in the earth, that even one of those will be a trigger that will trigger the outpouring of the Spirit of God as people, because of evil, begin to call on the Lord. So now, please agree with me as I pray for God to just pour himself out on us, refresh us. We need a refreshing. We need the latter rain. We need revival, the real thing. Father, we put our hearts together right now. And we look up because that's where the rain that we expect and anticipate comes from. We look up because it comes from you. And now we want you to know that we are welcoming that process, welcoming that event, whenever you, in your magnificent will and purpose, will initiate that for us. So we thank you today, and we bless your most holy name, that we have this access to come before you and to petition on behalf of not just ourselves, but our assembly, all of the assemblies where your name is called and called upon, this state, this nation, the nations around the world. Father, we can sense in the air with anticipation, sense that it's not long before you initiate this outpouring upon your creation, upon all flesh, in a major, major way. You've done it before. And you said in the last days, you said it through the prophet Joel, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Yes, and the young men and the young women, the old men, everyone will be moved in some way. Prophesy. Dream dreams, have visions, all because of a divine intervention and following divine revelation. So we petition and stand in the gap today because there is so much suffering because of sin. And even now, we remember the family in our immediate assembly's neighborhood, the young man that has taken his own life. We pray for that family, that event will trigger a homeward bounding for the family, that they would come home to you. They're your lost sheep. And they will come to you. And even that situation, that you may use it to trigger something even larger in our community, a stirring. And this prayer, we believe, is being heard by you, meaning that you will answer, you will respond, because you are our God. And you're there, you're Jehovah Shammah, you are there. The Lord is there. So we thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. Thank you for the time that we have, this global time with you. Thank you for that. Bless each person that's connected with us today via this program. Bless them richly. May this day be a day of rejoicing, a day of peace, a day of health, even as we celebrate. Amen. And amen.
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 God bless you all today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we love you.
Good day, everyone.
God bless.
Amen.
Have a
Amen.
Blessed day.
Go easy on the barbecue.
Yeah.
Praise God.